Friends, do I have a good episode in store for you? This episode is our fourth in this series talking about emotional eating, and we just kind of really dive into the nitty-gritty of how can we prevent emotional eating in the future? What are some strategies we can do? What are some things we can practice right now? And again, don't try to apply them all at once. Go in thinking, I'm going to listen for the one that I know I need to work on now, and go ahead and apply that. And of course, make sure you let us know in the Facebook group, Healthy and Sustainable Weight Loss Community, or on Instagram at Madewell345, which one you do. But before, I'm going to talk more about it in the episode, but I just want to mention this. If you leave a review this week on iTunes for this podcast, rate it and review it, and let me know whether on Instagram or Facebook that you did, you will enter in to win a free 45-minute coaching session with me. This is a full-length coaching session that typically only paying clients get. And so so many people have been impacted by this podcast over the years, and specifically in the last few months, that I really wanted to offer a higher level of support more than just the mini sessions. So just leave a review on iTunes, then let me know on Instagram or on Facebook, or email me at madewellky@gmail.com. This week, leave a review and email me or message me this week, and you will enter in to win the giveaway. And if you tag a friend in the pinned post on my Facebook page or on Instagram that talks about the giveaway, the more friends you tag, the more entries you win to win the session. But if that's too complicated, just leave a review. And you have to, at minimum, definitely leave a review. That's how you enter, but you can win more chances of winning when you tag some friends. Okay, that's it. Enjoy this episode and talk to you soon. Hey, you're listening to the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast, and I'm Brianna Wilkerson, your host. Over 7 years ago, I lost over 30 pounds after going on a dieting roller coaster for many, many years, and finally finding a way of eating, exercising, and living that supported my goals and also that led to sustainable weight loss. And ever since then, I have been longing, and I have been actually doing it and leading other women on the same journey, because my heart is to see every woman finally ditch diets, lose weight that lasts, and thrive in their whole health and life. And so the work I do as a coach, the work I do on this podcast, everything I do is to really serve women in that capacity. So on this podcast, you're going to find solo episodes, interviews, and all together, what are you going to find? You're going to find inspiration, encouragement, and a space where you can feel safe, supported, and empowered to go on your journey. So be sure to listen in, rate and review so other women can find this podcast, and also join my Healthy and Sustainable Weight Loss community to unpack these episodes and get more support. All right, ready? Let's dive on in. Welcome back to another episode of the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast. Today, we're going to continue on talking about emotional eating. So the first episode, I guess, in this kind of series, we talked about 5 questions to help you figure out the root, what's causing emotional eating. Then we talked about 8 strategies to help you overcome emotional eating in the moment when you're feeling like emotionally eating. And then last week, we talked about what to do when you emotionally eat. Because we're human, sometimes we're going to do that, but there are things that you can do that you can learn from that experience and move forward. So today we're going to talk about 8 strategies to help you overcome emotional eating in the future. Meaning, say you're going about your day, but you know emotional eating is something that you are prone to do. What can you do now proactively to kind of manage that versus reacting in the moment? Okay, so we're just going to go through 8 different things that you can do. And of course, as always, try them. Let me know how one or all of them go, but try to pick one that you know that you really need to work on. So be listening. And hopefully, as if you've listened to the past episodes, you're ready for this, because it's all kind of in sequence, helping you figure it out, helping you figure out in the moment what you can do when you emotionally eat. But then you're sitting in a place where you're like, okay, tomorrow is a new day. What can you do to manage that? Okay. And before I get into that, I want to just say thank you for all of those who have booked those free mini strategy calls, emotional eating breakthrough calls. I can't even count how many that I've done this month. And it's just been really great to talk with you, hear from you, and just really help you figure out what's that one thing you need to do to really break through emotional eating and your weight and so forth. And I just wanted to mention again, I know I mentioned it at the beginning of this episode, but this particular week, from October 19th to the 26th of 2020, I am giving away a full coaching session. So the ones I've been giving away are mini 20-minute sessions. But a full coaching session with me that my paid clients get is usually 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how things go. But it's definitely a minimum of 45 minutes. And this is where we go way more in depth into whatever the client is wanting to work on in that season or in that session. And so I wanted to give away a full session. And even if you've done a mini session with me in the last month, you could possibly win this. So this is open to anyone. And how you enter this is basically you're going to leave a review here on iTunes. Now, I know my podcast is on many platforms, but if you do have iTunes at all, or whether it's an iPhone or you just have iTunes that you're listening to, if you leave a review there, you will enter in this contest. So the way to go about doing that is basically leave a review on iTunes. Let me know either on Instagram or on Facebook, my Facebook page. Both of those are Madewell 345. In the comments of the post that says giveaway alert in pink. Well, it says it in green, but the picture's in pink. And just let me know in the comments, hey, I left a review. And then basically it's going to take me a day or two to see that the review will pop up. I'll verify by checking it. And you'll enter in to win that free coaching session so that we can talk about anything health and wellness related, right? So this is a session that's totally for you. Maybe you're like, actually, emotional eating isn't something I really struggle with anymore, but I do struggle with this other thing, or I do want to work on this other thing. Then that session is for you. So if you've been loving the podcast, go ahead, leave a review on iTunes, and then let me know in the comments of my Facebook page or Instagram under that pinned post that says giveaway alert. That you've, or you can just personal message me that you've left a review. But if you want to enter in more than once, so that'll enter your name in once. But if you want to enter in, I don't know, 5 or 10 times to really win that session, tag a friend. And so the more friends that you tag, the more entries you get. That way they can also learn more about the podcast and they can enter the giveaway if they want as well. And this is really open for women. Women are the people that I serve right now. So tag women above 18 years old. So I just want to mention that. So I've been doing these mini sessions, but this is a full coaching session. And that is available if you want to, and hopefully leave a review if this podcast, whether you were with me at the beginning of this podcast, the Be Healthy and Thrive podcast, or the Healthy Body podcast, or are you with me now on the Sustainable Weight Loss podcast? Let me know if any of these episodes have impacted you and please leave a review because that helps more women be able to see it. Okay, so this, again, the giveaway runs from the 19th to the 26th. So you have to enter in at that time. All right, that's it. Just wanted to mention that again. So let's dive on in and talk about these 8 strategies. And I will say, my little girl, you might hear her squealing because I have my sister's here watching her. And that's just the way life goes now. She's awake. She's fine. She just has found her voice. She's a little squealer. Maybe she'll be a soprano. Okay. Strategy number one is to manage your stress. Stress is one of the main emotions or feelings that many of us feel when we want to emotionally eat. Not all stress is bad, because stress, as I've talked about many times on the podcast and in my work, it is there to help us overcome an immediate threat. But the issue is we're all more chronically stressed than we've ever been. Everything makes us feel overwhelmed and can really allow our bodies to feel that overwhelmed. And we just want to feel better. So often we want to manage that stress. So, you know, eliminate any unnecessary sources of stress. That may mean asking for help. Like maybe you're taking on too many things. Maybe you need to say no to something, or maybe you just need to ask for help. So maybe having someone else babysit or cook once in a while would take that weight off your shoulders. Like right now, me asking my sister to watch my daughter so I can get this podcast in while family is visiting is me asking for help so that I'm not up at 12 a.m. tonight and trying to record this, right? So that is me asking for help. Again, maybe it's saying no or whatever it is. You know what are those unnecessary stressors in your life. Now, there are what we call necessary stressors. So things that we just have to like do and, you know, feel from time to time. There may be realistic, you know, maybe there are priorities that we have and that they just overwhelm us from time to time. But what we can do is prioritize. We can be more realistic. We can focus on what we have done instead of thinking about what we haven't done. We can take breaks. We can imagine in a relaxing place. There are so many things that you can do to manage your stress. So really think about that. think about what's the unnecessary stressors in your life that you maybe just need to just say no to or figure out or reduce or cope with by asking for help or saying no. And then what are those necessary stressors in your life that you maybe just need to prioritize, okay? So strategy two. So the first one is manage your stress. Strategy two is have a positive mindset and emotional resilience. Our outlook, our beliefs, our thoughts, our mindset towards everything will make a huge difference on emotional eating and on how you eat, on how you take care of yourself and so forth. Choosing a mindset where we're trying to see the best in a situation will also help us build emotional resilience, help us be able to bounce back when things don't go our way. So what to do when you emotionally eat? Maybe it's to have more emotional resilience. That may happen from time to time, but looking at, okay, what did I learn from this? I'm going to choose to be more positive about this and really move forward knowing that I'm growing. Okay, so number two, have a positive mindset and emotional resilience. This great quote from Elizabeth Edwards says, "She stood in the storm, and when the wind did not blow her away, she adjusted her sails." And that's what I want for you. I want you to adjust your sails. Storms will come. No matter what you do, storms will happen. This is a life. But you need to go weather the storm. And when the wind blows you down, you just adjust your sails and keep going. Some other ways to help build your positive mind and emotional resilience are, again, remembering the good things you've done for others and give yourself credit for them. Think about some of the things in your life you are thankful for. Focus on the positive changes that you've already made in your health and your life. Forgive yourself. We talked about this last week. Forgive yourself. You are not perfect. You are human. And the only person, I mean, people may say, I was going to say crap, but yeah, people may say crap about your weight, about whatever, but you know, forget them. But you need to forgive yourself, because if you don't forgive yourself, you're not going to move forward. Everyone makes mistakes, and it's better to learn from them rather than dwell with them. And the last is spend more time with positive people who encourage you to be your best self. You know, as a coach, I hold a space of grace, meaning I try to teach my clients, like, what does it mean to have grace for yourself, to forgive yourself? But at the same time, I'm like, I want more for you. So I'm not going to sit here and keep letting you do this. We're going to try to figure out what's going on so that you can have the best health and life possible. Okay, so strategy one, manage your stress by thinking about unnecessary and necessary stressors. Strategy two, build a positive mindset and emotional resilience. And I mentioned five different ways you can do that. And then strategy three, be mindful. And this was a testimonial I got last week from a strategy session or emotional eating breakthrough session. This person, just this lady, woman, I don't know what else to say. I don't want to say her name, but was just practice being more mindful. This is an ancient practice that goes into really helping you be aware of the present. What are you feeling now? What's going on now? It's what's focusing on the current situation, both inner and outer, what's going on around you and what's going on inside of you. What are the thoughts and emotions you're feeling, and what are the external circumstances around you? It's about doing things more consciously, to live the actual moment, because in the moment is life, is a quote. So to be more mindful, you could try a few things. Again, pick one. Don't try to do them all. Slow down what you're doing and pay attention to every one of your senses. We have five senses. We have touch, smell, sight, hearing, taste. I think that's the five. Okay, what's going on in those senses? And just being aware of each one of those, practicing. What am I thinking? What am I feeling? What am I smelling? And just being more aware of that. And then maybe you're going to add in number two, take slow, deep breaths and focus your attention on those sights, on those senses. Maybe it's going for a walk and paying attention to the sights and sounds around you. Maybe it's whenever thoughts and feelings come up to be aware of them, but not react to them. Maybe it's listening to your body's cues of hunger and fullness. Maybe it's when you're eating to be more mindful of the flavors and textures and really enjoy every bite. And lastly, maybe it's meditating. Maybe it's meditating on a good positive thought. Goes back to the last one, right? And there's great meditation apps, Headspace, Calm, Insight Timer, all of those. All right, so just pick one of those and try to be more mindful and be present in the moment. So we talked about managing your stress, building a positive mindset and emotional resilience, and being more mindful. Strategy 4, be social. And I know that's hard in quarantine, and I know that's hard in the pandemic, and I know that's what has led to emotional eating like rises in many of our lives. Maybe it's something we thought we handled, then the pandemic just really caused us to really go back to that place. But there are still many ways to be social with while caring for yourself. And yes, talking on FaceTime is not the same as talking with the person in person, but don't isolate yourself, especially if you're someone that lives alone or, you know, spends just a lot of time alone. This is very important because we are not meant to be alone forever. Whether you're an introvert or you're an extrovert, doesn't matter. Really, introversion and extroversion, it's all about where you get your most energy. For extroverts, it comes from being around a lot of people, being engaged. For introverts, it comes around either being alone, but being with few people and going deeper. So, but we all need to be social because more research is showing how important feeling part of a community is for our health. Lonely people who feel isolated are 3 times more likely to die young and have twice the risk of heart disease. Social connections can positively influence our physical and emotional well-being, and also having a positive support network will help keep us on track with healthier choices. This quote from Cheryl Richardson says, "The possibility for rich relationships exists all around you. You simply have to open your eyes, open your mouth, and most importantly, open your heart." So here are some ways you can be more social. Nurture your current relationships with family and close friends. Check in with someone you haven't seen in a long time, right? Or heard from in a long time. Join or create a group of people who have the same interests and values of you and you. And if it's being healthy or going towards sustainable weight loss, I have a free group for you, the Healthy and Sustainable Weight Loss Community. So join us there. It's over 1,000 women and it's really what you make it. I'm going to do a daily post, but guess what? You can go post and get encouragement and community around you as well. So would love to have you join that. Maybe it's taking a class or learning something new. Maybe it's volunteering in a way for causes that you care about. And maybe it's sharing your healthy lifestyle choices with others. Go for walks with people, you know, with your mask on if you feel more comfortable. Invite them over for a meal if you're comfortable with that. Or eat a meal over Zoom. I've done that. I've done like double dates with me and my husband and some friends where we're eating our meal over Zoom. It's like, this is the best we can do right now, you know? So go through that and practice one of those ways to be more social. Or if you have a different one, let us know in the Facebook group. So first one is manage your stress, put on a positive mindset and emotional resilience. That was 2. And then 3 is be more mindful. 4 is be social. And 5 is get enough quality sleep. Now, this is something I'm like, I would love to. You know, different seasons of life have different barriers or things to practicing all of these, right? I have a 4-month-old who still wakes up through the night. Some kids her age are sleeping through the night, but that's just my 4-month-old, and I'm she's going to do her thing, and I'm not going to be upset about it. But sometimes that means that I'm not getting the quality sleep I want. And sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to bed early tonight. And then she's like, you know what, Mom, I know you're trying to go to bed early, so I'm going to wake up early too. I'm like, really? But, you know, I'm doing my best. I'm trying to do my best to get quality sleep. It's one of the things that we are often sometimes so willing to sacrifice, but sleep is actually very vital for our optimal emotional and physical health. I am in a stage where like fatigue is kind of like normal right now, and it's not always going to be this way. And I'm going to do my best to, you know, manage my energy, but I know that I want to make decisions when I'm in a place of fatigue. I was just talking to a friend about this today, where literally I'm like, I want to quit everything right now because I'm tired. Fatigue has become my coach and my mentor. And she's like, defriend it. And I'm like, you're right. I'm all defriend fatigue. But it's just the fact that like I'm in that, it's a constant season. And I'm just like, this is hard. And I want to not feel this feeling. So I'm going to quit this or do this. And that's right. Some things I do have to do that. But in some cases, I just need to not make that decision right now. Or just say, like, I'm going to sleep on it for a good few weeks because then maybe all the sleep together will equal sleep. I don't know. So just knowing that when you're not sleeping or getting quality sleep, you're going to feel more emotions, okay? So sleep is the golden chain that ties our health and our bodies together is what Thomas Dekker says. So some tips to get some more quality sleep. Commit to the same bedtime every night and wake up the same time every morning, even on weekends. That's one that a lot of people have given advice for. I personally don't follow that one, even before my daughter. I mean, during the week, I would wake up at the same time. But man, if I could sleep in a little bit on the weekend, I would. And so it's really up to you. But if that's what helps you, please commit to that routine. Avoid stimulants like caffeine, nicotine, and exercise right before bed, because it's just going to stimulate your body and your mind. Create a calming routine for an hour before bedtime. This may be a warm bath. It may be reading by a dim light. We have bright overhead lights, but we have kind of some dim lights in our living room towards the end of the night. If we're watching TV or if we're reading or doing something, we're listening to that. Man, this girl is squealing. And that's okay. I'm not going to re-record this episode. Some people would recommend no electronics. I do use electronics. But I am just conscious of how I use them, the light I use them, and what I'm checking when I use them. So it's all about you figuring out what's best for you. You want to make sure your room is comfortable. It's quiet enough, dark enough, cool enough to get that quality sleep. All right. So those are just some tips for you. But again, if you have any other ones that you practice, I would love to hear from you. Let us know in the group. So number one was manage your stress. Two was positive mindset and emotional resilience. Three was being more mindful. Four, being social. Five, get sleep. Six is get active. Being physically active, even without formal exercise, so incorporating more movement, is important for your emotional and physical health. Some, you know, studies have said walking 30 minutes per day can help boost moods and reduce stress. I personally have invested in, do have intentional set exercise that I do 4 to 5 times a week, depending on how things go. But I'm wearing my watch that catches my steps. So I, you know, some days like I may not fit in a lot of quote unquote set exercise, but I'm trying to be more conscious of just more movement. And so that just helps me make better decisions. You know, there's another quote that says you're only one workout away from a good mood, which is true because it does release endorphins in your body. So some tips to get more active: start the day with 10 minutes of working out or movement. And then maybe it's like you do it at lunchtime and then maybe before bed. And then that's 30 minutes of activity. Park further away and take the stairs whenever possible. Take yours or your neighbor's dogs for an extra walk. Walk and talk. I love walking and talking. Put it on your, like I put an earbud on my thing or my phone and I walk and talk. When you're walking, pick up the pace. Do other things you enjoy like riding, swimming, gardening, lifting weights, or your workout routine. When you watch TV, do it standing on a treadmill. Take breaks of activity during commercial breaks. If you work regularly by a computer, maybe set an alarm each hour to go stretch or go for a walk. I actually like to set an alarm to get water and go for a walk. Okay, so that was number six, was be more active. Was that number six or number five? That was number six. Okay, and then number seven is prepare for those triggers. Prepare for that cue. Prepare for the root of emotional eating to come. So when you feel that trigger or craving hit of that, remember what we've identified, you want to prepare in advance for it. Because finding a gap between that trigger event or even a usual conditioned response to it, and by using that time, that gap to collect yourselves and shift your response, will allow you to break free. And that comes from Sharon Salzberg, that quote. Basically, there is a moment between where you're feeling that trigger to emotionally eat and you actually emotionally eating or doing some sort of action. Now, how you respond in that gap is what's going to determine it, right? You know, Jack Canfield talks about there's an event, there's a response, and that equals your outcome. You need to shift your response. So here are some, you know, maybe if you're like, food is what I'm going to go after. I just know me. Well, maybe have a bottle of water around. Have some healthy snacks like veggies, fruit, unsalted nuts or seeds. Cook healthier versions of your favorite foods by using less sugar or salt or healthier fats. If you know that you just where you're at, you're going to go for food, choose the healthier options. But remember what we talked about, I think, in one of the episodes, practice the HALT method. Are you hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? So then during that gap, really prepare, like, what am I going to do when I feel like emotional eating? And maybe have a list of options so that when that happens, you're not like caught off guard. Okay? So number one was manage your stress. Then two, positive mindset and emotional resilience. Three, mindful. Four, be social. Five, active. Six, sleep, or maybe they were switched around. 7 is prepare for your triggers. And 8 is reward yourself, woman. So imagine your healthier future one behavior change at a time. Be sure to track your progress and set realistic and achievable goals. Whether it's ditching tempting foods, eating a healthy snack when you're triggered, avoiding situations that trigger you, or drinking water instead of that sugary beverage. When you do something, when you move one step closer towards your goal, reward yourself. Yeah, you need to be patient that you're not where you fully are, want to be, but be patient. It takes time. Focus on progression, not perfection. Your imagination is your preview to life's coming attraction. You have to imagine yourself to be where you want to be. Some reward ideas is do something you're good at, enjoy every second of it, take out a few books from your local library. We have online access to that now. Have some relaxing reading time, get some clothes you've been wanting, get a haircut, manicure, pedicure, whatever you want. Like, just reward yourself for each step. And this is something I'm having to do, because guess what? I'm in a current season of sustainable weight loss postpartum that it's going to take longer. And plus, I want to have some more kids eventually. So I might get back to where I want to go and gain, you know, and I'm just in that season. But I have to see that each step, each workout, each cup of water, each time I go to bed, each time I get a post-workout snack, each time I choose this, I'm on one step closer. And so it's okay if I have my gluten-free brownies with coconut milk ice cream twice this week instead of once like I normally would. Whatever. I didn't overeat on it, right? So I'm trying my best to practice what I preach here. Because I'm telling you, the things I'm telling you have worked for me before, and they're going to work again. It just takes time. It takes time. It takes time. So rewarding yourself is what's going to make it so much easier. And before I recap the 8, there is a time when, you know, maybe just practicing these steps are not enough. Maybe you need to seek professional help, and that's okay. Getting professional help, talking to a therapist or anything like that, there's nothing. I mean, therapists have therapists, right? So really understanding when you need that is important. So if you feel like you're having ongoing sleep problems, you make yourself throw up after eating, you have intense feelings of shame about your body or food, or you feel like you're often losing control and eat to the point of discomfort, maybe it's time to really talk with someone who can help you identify things deeper. Okay, but just know wherever you're at, just get the support you need. There's no shame in getting support and paying for that support. I have in many cases for many different areas of my life, and I want you to do the same. So the 8 things we talked about this today that help you overcome emotional eating in the future is 1, manage your stress. 2, practice a positive mindset and emotional resilience. 3, be more mindful. 4, be more social. 5, be more active. 6, sleep, get quality sleep. 7, prepare for when you feel like emotional eating and those triggers. And then 8, what was 8? The last one. It's so funny that the last one you don't remember. Why? Because you've repeated the other ones, right? 8 was reward yourself when you've taken one step forward. Okay, so that, I know I went through that, a lot of great things and even tips within those, but take as much time, you know, listen to this episode over and over and over if it's helpful for you. And my advice to you is to pick one of these strategies and really start practicing them right away. And these strategies can go for more than just emotional eating, any healthy habit you're going after. Pick one of these strategies and one thing in that strategy and practice it. And let us know if you're in the Facebook group, Healthy and Sustainable Weight Loss Community. Join us, ladies, if you're not. But let us know what's that one strategy you're going to work on. And so we can just cheer you on. And of course, if you're on Instagram, I love hanging out in my stories. Of course, my feed too. So check out my stories and feel free to DM me and let me know what you're doing. Feel free to hit reply if you listen to this after an email or you watch it on my blog or listen, whatever. Let me know what strategy you're going to work on. And again, if you're like, I want a full session, I don't want just a mini session to get support with you in this area. I want a full session. You can do that by leaving a review on this podcast. Okay, so just go to iTunes, leave a review, and let me know on Instagram or Facebook you have, or message me in some way. And if you're not on any of those, you can feel free to email me, madewellky@gmail.com. All right, grateful for you. I'm excited for next week's episode, which you just have to stay tuned for. It's kind of like a culmination of all this stuff. I feel like I've taught you a lot, but now I really want you to, we're going to go from strategy to kind of talking a little bit of mindset work, which again is the most important work here. So stay tuned for that. But of course, make sure you leave a review so you can win a session, because as many of the women who have participated in these free sessions and even my paying clients, it is when you get to talk with someone one-on-one that you're really going to be able to unpack where you're at and where you need to be. Okay, that's it. So grateful for you. Hope you enjoyed this episode and talk to you soon. That's a wrap. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast. I hope you're leaving supported, empowered, encouraged, inspired to go off and really do the things that you know in your heart you need to do and think, right? Because it's not just about what you do, it's how you think and how you feel to really reach your goals and sustain that weight loss. Again, for more support, join us in the Healthy and Sustainable Weight Loss community on Facebook. This is a space where you can really be safe, supported, and empowered through your journey. Just go to madewell345.com/community and you'll be right there, or click the link below. Again, so grateful you're here. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you'll not miss an episode and so that other women can find this podcast. All right, see you on the next episode.